on.
15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Coming to you tonight from the Casey Coleman Fieldhouse here in Berea. Yeah, going to talk about day two, round two, and round three of this draft. That's where we are, but we're going to supply a lot of analysis about what happened last night. And yours truly was in Radio City Music Hall in New York to see what unfolded and what did unfold for the Browns with the sixth overall pick making Barkevious Mingo, the LSU outside linebacker, pass rusher extraordinaire. That's what this Browns team is looking at him as, to come aboard and join this 3-4 defense. So, Barkevious will be on with us tonight, as will his mom, Barbara Johnson. You're going to hear from her. Interesting story with Barbara, of course, being part of the name. He got named Barkevious because she liked the Kevious part of the name in their family and put her name, Barb, in front of that. Okay, that's how you came up with Barkevious. The B-A-R portion, I guess. So you got that. Jim Donovan from the Browns Radio Network, the play-by-play voice, will also join us to give his thoughts on what the Browns did last night and what they'll be doing tonight. And Tom Withers from the Associated Press will also get some analysis there. So we're just getting this thing started. It is a Motown Friday, a football Friday, a day two of the NFL draft Friday. Vic Carucci with you. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords, or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns. At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit ClevelandClinic.org.
Freeze in full bloom this spring at Rebel. Now get a free month of nationwide, no contract, unlimited everything with any smartphone activation. No compromising, just great savings. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us. Limited time offer. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Back in 1990, when I joined Herb in the booth, you could say that first game was when I became a lifelong Tribe fan. Something about Cleveland made us want to stay and call it our home, raise our family here. I can promise you one thing, home or on the road, I feel what you folks feel.
Oh, what a ball game!
What you feel every game. Cleveland fans are passionate and pretty vocal.
And this place uproaring!
I respect that. This is our team. This is our town. This is a Tribe town.
Here's your Buffalo Wild Wings look at the draft. Last night, with the sixth pick of the draft, the Browns selected defensive end Barkevious Mingo from LSU. Mingo comes in at 6 feet 4 inches tall and weighs 241 pounds. As a junior, he played in all 13 games at LSU, had 38 tackles and 4.5 sacks. Mingo also led the Tigers with 12 quarterback hurries. Stop in and follow the football draft at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Go to BuffaloWildWings.com for the location nearest you.
Non-stop Pittsburgh to Paris on Delta Airlines. New this year. Now 5 days a week and a more convenient flight time from Paris. Learn more at flypittsburgh.com. Click save. Fly.
Looking for a new or used car? North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram offers a huge selection of over 400 vehicles. Visit the entire inventory at NorthOlmstedCJDR.com. Visit NorthOlmstedCJDR.com now. That's NorthOlmstedCJDR.com.
Yep, it's the Motown Friday. That doesn't change here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, playing Motown rejoins throughout. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now, the Browns' first-round draft pick, Barkevious Mingo, and his mother, Barbara Johnson, also with us. First of all, we always want to direct the question to the player, but I'm skipping that. I'm going to the mom. How excited are you?
I'm very excited.
Is this something that you – when did you reconcile in your mind that this was possible?
When I saw him playing at LSU and all the talk and publicity that he was getting there. And that's when I realized he can make it.
And not just make it, but make it to the extent of being a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Wow. What's your – and as the story goes, and Barkevious was talking about this earlier at his news conference today, football was not something you wanted your son to play.
No.
What did you have against it? Other than the obvious, it's a physical game. People do get hurt.
Yeah.
That's basically the mother's concern?
Mm-hmm.
And then when did you flip your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, a guy from my work came and told me, he said, Barbara, you have to go watch him play. I said, no, I'm not going. He says, you have to watch him play. So I went to the game one night, and he was playing, and he was knocking everybody down. I was like, oh, my God, he's going to hurt somebody's child. I was like, Kiki, stop that. But he can't hear me, of course.
Right.
But he was knocking it right down. And then I was like, I said, Scott, he's going to hurt somebody. He says, no, Barbara, that's the way the game goes because I know nothing about football.
So, Barkevious, and again, welcome to Cleveland.
Thank you.
Your sense of it was what, though? You obviously had to have that sense of, this isn't something my mom wants me to do, but you were practicing it, obviously not so much to her knowledge initially, but as you got into it more from basketball, when did it occur to you that football was the right thing for you?
I just picked it up fast. I enjoyed playing it, liked hitting people, and that drew me to the game. It made me love it even more, and now I get to play it in the city.
And when you were a kid, I mean a little kid, it was not even something you played in the backyard or friends or.
We threw the ball around, but never anything
touch.
Organized. It wasn't touch,
not tackle.
But we always just played basketball. We were basketball players. We go to the gym and just play basketball. That's what we like doing.
So the vision that you had, if you were going to be doing something at a professional level, you were going to be the next, like, Kobe Bryant. That was your deal.
You hit it right on the head. I love Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
That was the guy I watched growing up.
And your thoughts, Mom, on this was what? That he – did you see the future in basketball before you considered football?
Yeah, to me, he was a Kobe. I mean, not Kobe. He was a Shaq.
A Shaq.
He was a Shaq to me because he was big like Shaq.
Right.
Loved Kobe, but I looked at him as a Shaq because he was so big.
And he towered over most of the kids he hung around?
Exactly.
Yeah. How much fun was that, though, playing ball? Because your thoughts and your love for basketball is never going to go away, obviously.
Right.
And is it something you like to do just in your spare time?
I haven't played in a while, but I'm looking forward to the chance to get to play again. Obviously can't do what I used to could, but, it's always my first love.
Sure. And the thing that's said about you over and over again is great athlete. This is the part of what you're going to bring to this team, what you're going to bring to this league that people focus on is how athletic you are. What does that mean to you when you hear that?
It means simply that I do stuff a little bit different than everybody else. The way I move and the way I get in the backfield, it's just a little bit different.
Go ahead. What do you mean?
Just more.
With speed. I mean, we're talking speed quickness,
agileness.
Yeah.
Quick on my feet. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. You're gonna the guy in front of you who's trying to block you. You're getting around him.
You're right.
Quickly, and you're off the ball quickly too.
Right.
But not to be mistaken for a guy who isn't physical. You can be physical when you need to be.
Definitely. I think that's a good change up to my game. A lot of guys come into the game thinking that I'm just going to run around them to try to get the sack. Those are the guys that I usually try to just bull rush, give them a couple of shots early on. They won't know what to expect.
Barkevious Mingo is joining us here along with his mother, Barbara Johnson, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Barbara, what kind of kid was he? Just describe the the person?
He was a quiet kid, humble. He played with the other guys, but he was just quiet.
And did you, I mean, was he precocious? Was he a guy that, you said he was quiet, but I mean, kids can, we all can be mischievous and so forth. Was he that guy?
No, he was with them. He's played on his game. I mean, if it was a game.
Video game?
He was in the house. Yeah,
and that was the guy. So you were more of a video. I mean, for an athlete, usually the athletes are outside playing outside most of the time. You were inside.
Yeah, I kind of mix it up a little bit.
You go out.
We'd go out, but soon as we hold up to get a video game, we're hooked to them. Even in college, a bunch of the guys got together, and that's what we did after practices and after classes. We get up on the video games. Five, six people in the room. We're just getting after it, switching up, and just having some fun.
So, are you an ace Madden player? You're a true gamer. I mean, what is your top game?
Call of Duty, okay. NCAA. Okay. Those are the games that we all play.
Those are the ones. Cleveland, Ohio. What's it mean to you when you heard that? I mean, I know you've never been here or knew much about it or anything about it. So when you heard Cleveland and Cleveland Browns, what were the thoughts that came to your mind?
I was just honored to be able to play here. I was obviously shocked. Didn't think I'd go that high, but just extremely grateful that the coaches and the staff took that chance.
Do you know even a little bit about the hit? Did people brief you a little bit about the history and some of the legendary names?
They filled me in a little bit about how the original Browns left,
right.
Started over.
1999, yep.
Yeah, and just brief history of the city and stuff like that. But, so I got a little bit of background. I might need to go read up on some stuff so I can fill myself in.
Exactly. Barbara, for you, and again, culturally, you're coming from the South, and as is your son, there's adjusting to do with all that, right? I mean, you know, the climate, everything, the pace of life, it's a different world up here. Do you think about that as a mother with your son adjusting to that?
Yes, I do. I think about the fact that he's so far here, and I'm down south.
Right.
So, yeah.
How are you going to work that out? Lots of visits.
Lots of visits.
I mean, you figured going into the draft, there was a really good chance
somewhere.
He was going to be far, you know, maybe he wasn't maybe going to end up with the Saints or someplace close by.
Yeah.
but as you look at it, so at this stage of it right now, when you think of your son as the football player that you didn't want him to be initially when he was younger, who do you see now playing that game? As far as the type of player he is and so forth?
A very good athlete, a good young man.
I heard you say he eats quarterbacks, basically.
Yeah,
that's his.
That's my motto for him.
And you're good with that now.
Yeah, I'm good with that one. I know what a quarterback is.
That's great. So there'll be a lot said about, obviously, converting. You were a defensive end in college.
Yes, sir.
But this is a 3-4 scheme, and clearly when players are drafted, and it's pretty typical, defensive ends are drafted to be outside linebackers in the 3-4. What's your mindset about adjusting to that? How hard of an adjustment do you think it'll be?
I don't think it'll be a hard adjustment. Initially, there will be a learning curve. I have to have time to learn those coverages and learn the calls and learn all that, the technical part of that position. But I don't think it'll be that big of a problem. It's pretty much the same position if you take out the drop and just on the line going for it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to essentially do, in most cases, do the same thing. But
right.
There is dropping. There is coverage. Have you done any of that at the collegiate level?
Yes, sir. We did a little bit in LSU, probably a couple of times a game, but not too much.
As you think about what it would require to do, it's a different mindset, right? I mean, you got to make sure somebody doesn't get the ball, and you're with them and you're running with them. Athletically, that doesn't. This is the thinking that the Browns had in drafting you. Athletically, that should not be an issue at all.
Right. I think the skills that I have translate well to outside linebacker. Coming out of college, I in my mind I could play either position,
sure.
And the Browns opposite also.
And in talking with Coach Baker, Brian Baker, who will be working with you as outside linebacker coach, mm-hmm. Joe Cullen, the defensive line coach, and you talked about those guys in your news conference. They got with you right away. I know you've only had a brief time with them, but what are some of the things you heard that impressed you?
They just liked who I was as a person. They liked who I was as a player. They've watched a lot of film in the past couple months, and they were very key in getting me here, and I'm appreciative towards them.
Sure. New York, the whole experience, Barbara, what was that for you? I was there, obviously, at Radio City Music Hall. It was, and before then, the events that your son and the other draft picks, draft prospects that were in town went to, I mean, it treated them like rock stars. It had to be amazing for you to watch.
It was amazing. Busy, very busy,
yeah.
But it was amazing.
Had you been to New York before?
No.
What was your, what's your biggest takeaway of New York City?
Very busy.
Very busy city.
Yeah.
Very busy city.
Is it, I mean, but fun? Did you have time to have fun, or were
no,
you just
we didn't
too,
have time to have fun.
Seriously?
Seriously. We was strictly business.
Yeah, and I think part of that, too, is what the NFL wants these young guys to figure out is mm-hmm. that there's a lot of commitment, a lot of responsibility
right.
that goes with being a pro football
mm-hmm.
player.
Exactly.
You get that?
I get that.
And your coach, what kind of, the last thing is just what kind of, for because the SEC in general, LSU in particular, has sent a lot of players to the NFL. You know a lot of guys already in this league. What kind of guidance, advice are you getting from them?
Guys, just tell me come in shape, come in ready to get your feet on the ground and make plays. Michael Brock was the guy last year, and takes with him pretty much daily, and that was his advice to make sure you're ready physically and just get the rookie camp and play ball.
Do you feel you got a lot to prove as the sixth overall pick? I mean, you'd probably feel that way just getting in the league, but sixth overall, top 10 pick, there's a high expectation of immediate impact.
Definitely. I'm expected to come in here and help the team out. That's what I'm committed to do. Come off the bench starting, that's obviously my goal, but anyway, anything I can do to help the team is why I'm here.
Great. And Barbara, your expectation, I'm sure, is pretty high for your son as well.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's going to be fun. All right. Well, it was a pleasure. And you and I will be talking, I know, Barkevious, a whole lot going forward. Barbara, it was a pleasure to meet you, and we look forward to seeing you in Cleveland quite a bit going forward.
Thank you.
All right. Barkevious Mingo and Barbara Johnson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Liberty for the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in Ohio. Save with hundreds of vehicles priced under $10,000. 0% APR for 60 months on certified pre-owned Fords. Special internet pricing and more. Make it easy and shop all five of our locations' inventory in one place. LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Hey Browns fans, now that the 2013 NFL Draft is here, what better way to gear up for the NFL season than to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Walk through the hallowed hall and relive the greatest moments in Browns history. Stand face to face with the Sweet 16 and see artifacts from the most recent record-breaking moments from the newest stars of the NFL. The brand new Hall of Fame store is now open, so be sure to get all the latest NFL team apparel. Visit profootballhof.com for details.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Mike Cappy here from Pro Roofing Service. If you ever had to replace a flat roof, you know prices can be staggering. You can avoid these costs with our biannual preventative maintenance program. Purchase a spring program now, and your fall program is free. Go with the pros. Visit ProRoofingServices.com.
Thanks for coming into the bank, Mr. Jones. I prepared an estimate of our fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage.
What? $6,000? That's a lot of money.
Yes. does. But think about how lucky you are to get a mortgage from a big bank that's been around 150 years.
Don't pay your bank thousands of dollars in fees and closing costs to refinance your mortgage. Call Cash Call at 877-860-CASH. Get a 2.5% rate and APR fixed for 15 years with no fees and no closing costs of any kind without raising your loan balance. Don't be a dummy. Save your money. Make the Cash Call now to 877-860-CASH. That's 877-860-CASH or go to cashcall.com. Call 877-860-CASH. Cash Call Inc. Equal housing lender. Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. NMLS unique identifier 38512.
At Conrad's, we don't just keep Northeast Ohio's cars rolling. We're helping to keep the economy rolling too. We're growing and we're hiring. Store managers, service advisors, and technicians. Hardworking men and women with great people skills. No industry experience? If you got what it takes, we'll teach you. Enjoy family-friendly hours, paid holidays, excellent pay, and benefits. If you're as passionate about our community as we are, we want you on our team. Visit econrads.com or give us a call.
Looking for a new or used car? North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram offers a huge selection of over 400 vehicles. Visit the entire inventory at NorthOmsteadCJDR.com. Visit NorthOmsteadCJDR.com now. That's NorthOmsteadCJDR.com.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Vic Carucci with you on a football Friday, a Motown Friday, a draft Friday. Rounds 2 and 3 beginning tonight. Round 2 will be starting in, a little more than a half an hour from now. And, of course, you have complete coverage of that right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joining us now. And, Jim, I think when we look at this draft, what we expected it to be and what it's become, I think we're at the same place that we were weeks and months, if not, when we talked about what they might do. They were going to get a pass rusher.
Yeah.
They got him.
Well, yeah, and I'll tell you what, Vic, it was a quick run on the pass rushers because they were right up at the top with Jordan and Ansa, and then, of course, Mingo coming to the Browns. So if you needed a pass rusher, and certainly Miami felt the need that they had to get up, and they had to get up very high to get the pass rusher to go up and trade with Oakland at number 3. And then you had to sit and wait a little bit. But you're right. I think that the Browns felt they got a lot done in free agency with Paul Kruger, and hopefully Quentin Groves can help them out too at the linebacker spot and on the edge. But I think that they felt that they needed more, and they went and they got it. It was an amazing day, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it really
Waiting
was.
For the draft to start, because the Browns were the focus of so many different stories and rumors and going up and getting Geno Smith and trading down and doing a number of different things. And then really, and we've talked about this, the direct line that they take, we almost all overcook what they're thinking. I mean, they think rather tactically, strategically sound, and we've got them involved in 900 phone calls.
And here's the funny part. They were pretty straight with us about what they were going to do, even in the lying season, even when it's legal to lie around this time of year as a football team because nobody's telling the truth, presumably. They were saying right along, Joe Banner almost made this a mantra. You got to have pass rushers.
Right.
You got to have guys going after the quarterback. Okay, that was the tone that was set. Then they pick up a Paul Kruger and make the moves they make in free agency to address the front seven. And then I think there was maybe a sense of, well, do they really have to keep focusing on
right.
and the draft? Now does cornerback become more important? But in truth, I don't think you can have enough pass rushers to make your defense strong. I think if you weigh them side by side, I'm not diminishing the importance of a cornerback, Jim, but I think having if this kid is the great pass rusher the Browns think he is, and a lot of people think he is athletically, that to me is more important than getting a corner.
Yeah, he's a wonderful kid. And the other thing, Vic, is you can draw a baseball comparison, and you want a pitcher that, you know, finds another pitch. This kid's going to learn a new move, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's been able to get by in college with that edge speed, and, you know, he's very athletic, obviously. You know, to watch him play and get into the backfield, is really a thing of beauty, and it's athleticism at its highest degree. But he's going to learn different moves here now. He's going to get really coached up.
Sure.
And that's going to help him a great deal. But, you know, Vic, I take a look at the Ravens because they're at the top of the heap right now, and you know it's a good secondary. It's not a great secondary. I mean they live with Kerry Williams out on the corner, but yep. I mean you know you're not dropping Kerry Williams' name a lot of times as a great cornerback. But it's really all about the hits they get on the quarterback, how they disrupt the passing game, how it just constantly wears on a quarterback. You go to the AFC Championship game against the best, Tom Brady, in New England, and that pass rush just constantly was hitting him to the point where it wore him down and they took the game over. And I think you're right. I mean, you got to have pass rush. You got to have a lot of them. They have to be fresh. They have to have a lot in the tank. And the Browns are doing that. So I think strategically and what the position, you know, is a position of need, you bet it is.
The fact that he showed up weighing 237, that's what he said his weight was. He was listed at 241. Okay, you might say, well, that's a little lighter than you'd want for any linebacker, but especially an outside linebacker, you picture in different 3-4s, those guys can be a little bigger than that, maybe a lot bigger than that. So maybe ideally another 10 or more pounds would be the what you'd like to see. But that said, in Ray Horton's defense, my sense is his size, his physical makeup is not a deterrent. It's actually a plus because of the versatility. You could see this guy conceivably play a hybrid position, outside linebacker slash safety slash something other than traditional come-off-the-edge guy.
Absolutely, and I think that's what Ray pitches anywhere he goes, and he's going to play defense, that it's probably, you know, it's going to look a little different, guys, but it's probably in the end, at the end of the whistle, when the whistle blows, it's going to end up as a very, very aggressive play, and we're going to come at people a different way. But in the end, it's going to be to get somebody down on the ground and hopefully for a loss or behind the line of scrimmage to come up with a turnover. So I totally can see that happening. And, you know, I was in here earlier today, and I saw Mingo with his family, you know, in the cafeteria. And the new member of his family is Ray Horton because he was sitting right beside him, and they were talking football. And Ray looked as excited as the young man did. And as you know, if you had a chance to meet him, he's a pretty excited kid to be coming to the Cleveland Browns.
There's no doubt. The whole family being here. And as you said, I think Ray Horton's enthusiasm. Ray's been a smiling guy since he got here. I mean, they're getting, you know, Paul Kruger shows up, Desmond Bryant shows up.
Sure.
As soon as he walks in the door, and right behind him are these defensive gems that the Browns felt they got in free agency, and now in the draft they just give him more to work with. Now, as we look at the rest of this draft, and we're visiting with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. As we look at what's ahead. No second-round pick. Mm-hmm. I don't get the feeling sitting here, Jim, as the second round will begin in a little bit tonight, that they're going to get one. I think I think this team stays with its second-round pick being Josh Gordon.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this is tough now, everybody. I mean, you know, this is, you know, I can remember listening to Thomas Dimitroff after the Browns had made that deal and Julio Jones went to the Falcons, and the Falcons then lost that first-round pick, which the Browns used to get Brandon Whedon. And I remember him saying, hey, we got a great receiver, but on the time when that draft comes up, meaning last year, and when that pick comes up and Cleveland takes that pick, it's still tough to not have the pick. I mean, because you want to make the pick. So you got to remember that we got a heck of a young receiver out of this situation. It's going to be a long night. We're going to be waiting, and I think you're right. I think it's very expensive to get into this round, Vic, and I don't know if the Browns want to do that, and I don't know if they've got the ammunition to do it, and I don't know if they want to give up people on their roster right now where they may think that they're a little bit plentiful. Maybe they're not as plentiful still as they need to be. So it's a night of patience. Tomorrow's going to be their busy day, but let's say right now we wait for 68. We wait for the 68th pick in the overall picture in the third round.
I think you're absolutely right on that, and you're right. It won't be easy because people who draft, the Joe Banners, the Michael Lombardis of the world, Rob Chudzinski, I mean, the football people want to add players, and they want to keep building this team with the vision that they have for it with as many pieces as they have. You could tell them, yeah, but you still got probably a better receiver than any offered in this particular draft.
I think
And I think that resonates with us. I'm not sure how well it resonates with them quite yet because they're in the draft room. They want to draft.
Sure, absolutely.
They don't want to sit there and watch other teams draft.
I am very, very comfortable with the guy we have that we got last year, and I loved watching him play last year, and I really look forward to seeing him play this year. So you just have to, you know, remember that. that. You got a bonus gift last year, and he should be that much better now, you know, this year, and you're just going to have to wait. And I think they're going to have to be very patient.
They should put a picture of Gordon on the
That's
second
right.
round board just to make themselves feel better. Jim, with what is next, or what we look at with third round and going forward, this team, there are some definite needs. Safety would be one of them. Cornerback has certainly got to be on the list. Tight end is on the list. Can you see? I think there are some corners in this draft possibly that could fall to the third round. I don't know that a Jonathan Banks, for instance, for Mississippi State, a guy I've liked, could fall that far, but there's a possibility right there. You're going to hear the Honey Badger's name come up, obviously. So Tyrann Mathieu, maybe his name is there. So there's some good names, but who falls to the third round is anyone's guess.
Well, and the thing you worry about, or, you know, the reality of something like this, Vic, is sometimes when one goes, and in this particular case, a cornerback, then the run starts on that position. Then they all go. Certainly last night at the top, it was all those tackles and the defensive linemen and outside linebackers. But it could be the cornerback. Sometimes when it happens, you know, then there's a flurry of activity and there's a run on cornerbacks, and then you wonder what is left. But I'm sure that the Browns, you know, definitely are a little bit uncomfortable right now waiting for that pick to get to the third round and hoping that secondary help is there. And you're right, that safety spot, we've kind of overlooked that a little bit. But, I mean, you know, that is a position of need for them.
It's a position of need, and it's a position that I think this draft, unlike a lot of others, offers some help. I mean, the guy that everyone talked about, Kenny Vaccaro, who goes to the Saints last night, and he was as he called himself, he goes, I guess I'm the headline name of this group. But he was telling me on Wednesday, he said, there's a lot of good safeties in this draft. He goes, I'm kind of proud that position, which isn't viewed as a core position, has a lot of players to offer. So if you're the Browns, you should be in the market. This is a good year to be in the market for one.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I thought Tashaun Gibson is a good young player for the Browns and an interesting player at the safety spot for them that really played very well for them when he got playing time last year. I know that he intrigued that coaching staff the more that they saw him play. But I think right now you're absolutely correct. I mean, somebody's got to go back there with T.J. Ward and be back in that secondary, and it's going to be an important position for them, and it's certainly really right there with that cornerback spot.
Your overall kind of big picture thought of how this draft is being approached. When you sat in last night and listened here, I was in New York, but you listened to the decision makers. You heard what Joe Banner had to say. You heard what Rob Schadzinski had to say. You got a general feeling, Michael Lombardi, all sort of weighing in on their general thoughts of what would be done in this draft. And I know we're a long way from calling it complete, but what's your overall feel on how they approach it? Because that was something a lot of us wondered about. How would the system work?
Yeah, the committee of five. I think everybody was wondering what's going to go on in that room when the Browns are finally picking. I think it's just been a very, very sound approach. And I like the fact that I think, obviously, these coordinators and this coaching staff is very much involved, and I think that their opinion is listened to. So whereas people thought that, you know, it might be just Joe Banner and Michael Lombardi making the picks, and, you know, they're in there, obviously, and they're weighing in on things, but I think that, you know, they feel that they've assembled good coordinators, a very talented staff, a head coach who certainly, you know, is you know, very, very well schooled in the offensive side of the game, and now becoming a head coach. I think that it's a very, very involved total group, but it's a straight line, I think. I think that's the best way to describe it, is that their approach in free agency was very direct in what they needed. Here's the need. Let's go get the player. Let's get it done. And I think that's what, at least one pick in, that's what I think that I'm seeing so far, and we'll see how it plays out now in these next 2 days.
Do they have to get a quarterback before this is over?
I don't think so.
At all?
I do not think so. You know, I really believe that what a difference a year makes. I mean, Colt McCoy sat in last year and watched the draft and probably thought when they picked Trent Richardson, this is terrific. We'll probably get a receiver in the bottom of with that 22nd pick, and I'll be the starting quarterback of the Browns, and things changed when Whedon came. Whedon probably was wondering, with all those rumors going around leading up to the draft, what was his fate with the Cleveland Browns? I think that Rob Schadzinski and Norv Turner and the other offensive coaches have taken a look at Brandon Whedon and said, okay, yeah.
Here's
Let's go.
Here's the key part, I think, of this discussion. if they go through this draft without drafting a quarterback, and then we presume whatever else happens after that is unlikely to be a splash, could they pick up somebody? Yeah, okay. But if they go through this draft without a guy, and if the guy isn't a radically different type of athlete than the tall, big Brandon Weeden,
right,
the tall, big Jason Campbell, pocket presence guys, stand-up kind of guys in the pocket versus guys who move, it's telling me that for all the discussion about pistol offense, about read option offense that Rob Chudzinski and North Turner certainly would know how to incorporate,
yeah,
and Chud having done so in Carolina with Cam Newton ahead,
right,
of the curve of the other teams that you saw with Colin Kaepernick and Russell Wilson and RG3, I think that wouldn't have – it's not going to have a place here. The feeling is running a conventional drop-back passing game. That's,
yeah,
that's what the Browns will do.
I think so, and I think they've got guys here that can do that.
Yeah.
Whedon certainly being at the top. A guy right behind him who can do it in Jason Campbell. You know, Thaddeus Lewis is here,
mm-hmm,
you know, so, you know, we'll wait and see what happens there. But I agree with you. I think that they kind of like what they have right now and say, hey, listen – let's go with it.
Let's stick with this
and see what we got.
All right, Jim, thank you, and we will talk again next week.
We will, Vic. Thank you.
He is Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords, or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited-term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Football Friday, Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in the Casey Coleman Fieldhouse, which has become the makeshift media center for Draft Central, with renovations going on here in the building in Berea. So little different use of the field house. We're situated on the turf, the artificial turf here where the Browns practice indoors. But it's become a place where radio shows are going on. Writers are here. It's kind of a cool setup. And Browns Fans Unite, season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And we're joined right now by Tom Withers, a regular on this show from the Associated Press. So, Tom, just your initial thoughts on the selection of Barkevius Mingo.
Like it for a lot of reasons, Vic. Number one, I thought it really spoke to the Browns sticking to their plan. I think if you're going to go into a new season with a revamped defense, and if that's going to be the most radical change you make, well, then obviously, especially with this 3-4, you need a pass rusher. And while they did address that with Paul Kruger, need somebody for the other side, and if you're converting the guy on the other side and you're not exactly sure about that, go out and get a guy who you know can get after the quarterback. So I like the pick.
And even if you're sure about Jabal Sheard,
right,
nothing wrong with putting another yet another pass rusher into the mix.
You need layers and layers at that position, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think you do. If you're going to be serious about what this team is going to be serious about, which is making the 3-4, committing to the 3-4, and making it the driving force to your, at least your quickest path to success. Ultimately, they want that path to be dominated, I'm sure, by Brandon Whedon having tremendous stats and doing his job the way they want it to, or whoever is playing a quarterback,
yeah.
But let's assume it'll be him. Then I think the thought is you can be even more competitive than you were last year and get closer to where you want to be overall if this pass rush is dominant.
I totally agree. And I like the idea, too, that it sticks to this plan of being aggressive. It's that, you know what, we're going to have a team that attacks on both sides of the ball. And this kid, I mean, from what I've seen, and I remember watching a fair number of LSU games and
sure.
SEC games, and he always stood out. I mean, he was a guy who was always around the football. Very impressed with him today during his news conference. I thought he came across in terms of, as first impressions go, Vic, about as good as you could ask for.
Sure.
Very composed, bright kid, sharp, really on his game. So, yeah, I like it all around so far.
And his game is about athleticism. It's about speed.
Yeah.
It's about explosiveness and impact. All those things that you think about with an outside pass rusher. He's not the biggest guy in the world.
Say
he was 237, which was even a few pounds lighter or so than what was listed.
241, as 241, I think, from the combine, yeah.
So maybe dropped some weight since last night. I don't know.
He might have, but I tell you what, he just looks the part of a kid that can, you can put him anywhere you want to on that defense. And, from some of the films that I've seen of that Arizona defense over the last couple of years, Ray Horton likes to move some people around. So you could see this kid lined up on either side, once in a while on the inside. Who knows? He may be lined up at safety half the time.
I wouldn't rule out anything with the way Horton schemes it. As far as the type of athlete he is, too, you think about speed and quickness and all those things, the long arms he has, long, lean body. But in terms of aggressiveness and physicality, he's got that, too. I mean, I'm talking with scouts, not just with the Browns, but around the league in the last 24 hours. Feedback I'm getting is that he's ferocious, that don't mistake his mild-mannered behavior and tone and sound for a guy. When he's out there, he can get very physical.
He's a three-year starter at LSU, Vic. Let's be honest. This kid can play football.
Yeah.
And you're right. I always try to, you look at the stat sheet and you see 6'4", 241, or 250, and I always try to walk up and just kind of give these guys the eyeball test. And let me tell you something. He passes the eyeball test, and if he's 237, he wears it really well. And he's also got one of those frames, too, Vic, where you could see him adding 15 pounds without it being a problem at all. And as you said before, explosive off the ball. So there's nothing not to like about this guy.
Tom, there was a lot of guesswork going into this draft. I mean, none of us really had a feel for who would be there. I think the consensus position was outside linebacker if you had to take votes. But there were an awful lot of mockers and an awful lot of people who said, nope, got to go cornerback, got to go D. Milner. Where did you come down on that?
You know what? Over the years, Vic, and you've covered this game as long as I have, even longer, I just try to filter out all the clutter and just start to think, okay, what does this team really need? And I came down to Deion Jordan and Barkevius Mingo being the guys that they would go after. I thought Milner would be a possibility, but I really thought, again, because of the radical change you're going to make on this defense, that was the position that you had to identify. So I thought it was the wise pick. I did like to hear that, you know, Joe Banner said, hey, if the guy wasn't there, we were going to move out of there. We were willing to make a trade, and they were going to do it. So they got the guy they wanted. And again, you can see why this team would fall in love with a kid like this. I mean, obviously, he's got the pedigree. Mm-hmm. You know, he blows them away in the combine. And then when he comes for his visit, the way he interacts with people speaks a lot about a kid, and it tells him a lot about the character that this team wants to develop, and clearly this kid's got it all.
Yeah, and you get the sense that from an organizational standpoint, that there was no trepidation when they did make this choice. That they did have a plan B, but the plan B wasn't to go for a corner, which would, because D. Milner was there.
Right.
But five shoulder surgeries or whatever went into the thinking on that, and again, I know it's not policy to go out and rip another a player that you didn't get and talk it down or badmouth him. And really, from Milner's perspective, you can't really badmouth it, but you can understand why you would have a hesitation. I also think that, were there enough plays for Milner? Can a cornerback at number six overall be enough of a ball-hawking playmaker for you to have that feeling that you got to have him, and really that wasn't the MO with him?
I'm with you, and I also look, though, Vic, at the Browns roster, and there are a number of young players last year, some of whom got thrown into the deep end of the pool right away. I think of Buster Screen.
Yeah.
I think of Gibson. I think of Bademosi. I'm leaving a couple guys out. You know, there's some young Trevin Wade. There's some guys on the roster here where, you know, hey, is it great that you have Joe Hayden now, and would you like to have, you know, a comparable cornerback on the other side? Well, of course. But if you can have that, then you know what? You put some pressure on the quarterback. And if you put pressure on the quarterback, everybody looks better.
Yeah, no, that is exactly true. We're visiting with Tom Withers from the Associated Press, covers the Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And as we look at what is ahead now, because this team doesn't have a pick in the second round, at least for now. We don't know if they're going to be able to trade their way in there by tonight. But it, let's assume there isn't a second round available for them to have. Now we get into the third round. Where do you see them going next?
I can see them going a lot of directions, Vic, but I think they're going to focus on either a safety or a tight end. Those are one of the, you know, the two of the positions where I thought going into the draft that there was really a need for some depth. Not to say that there's not some players there now, but I think safety and tight end are primarily ones that they need to address as soon as possible.
And this is a draft that's pretty deep at safety, very deep at safety. I think that if they came away or came into the third or fourth round, came out of the third and fourth round with one, they probably have somebody solid enough to compete for a starting job back there with T.J. Ward.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some nice players in that secondary now, young players,
yeah.
You know, young players who really had to learn the hard way last year. So, you're right. I think safety's a deep position. I think there's some tight ends out there that have to be intriguing. The kid from Ohio State, Jake Stoneburner, who had a real nice career with the Buckeyes, is somebody who I think can maybe grade up a little bit higher in the NFL. You know, nice hands, good size, not necessarily in the third round, but maybe somebody that the Browns would look at a little bit deeper.
And as we assess their tight end situation, when we say that, because I agree with you, tight end makes sense for this team to draft, but it doesn't mean Jordan Cameron is pushed out of the way here. This is more of the compliment to Cameron, because looking at him in minicamp, I liked what I saw. This kid's athletic. He looks like he knows much more about what he's doing in football. Yeah, he's been the consummate basketball player who was trying to play football, but I think now he's truly a football player.
Yeah, he's growing into it. And, you know, we saw moments last year where you said, hey, now I understand what the Browns coaches are talking about. I can really see how athletic this kid can be and what a weapon he can be, especially inside the red zone. But, yeah, I still think there's a need there. And, you know, let's not forget that Rob Chudzinski is not only a tight end, not only a coach, but, you know, played tight end. North Turner's offenses have featured the tight end for years. So, yeah, I think it's another area that they should shoot for.
Yeah, because they signed a couple of free agents, obviously Gary Barnage, Kellen Davis, were added, but I don't know that you look at either one of those guys and see the true difference-making pass catcher, say, that Cameron could be. And if you think about it, you really have to have a couple of those guys if, in fact, you go with the conventional thinking, as you mentioned, that Chud and North Turner want to make that position what Antonio Gates has been to the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm not sure Jordan Cameron's that guy,
but
who knows? But he's a young and up-and-coming player.
So as we look at the rest of this roster and the rest of this draft, there was so much discussion about quarterback, obviously, in that maybe they would use that sixth pick on Geno Smith. Maybe they'd make a trade to get the quarterback. Quarterback talk was hot and heavy. in hindsight, I mean, I think a lot of it was to hopefully, for the Browns' sake, promote somebody to move up and trade.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that they're completely out of the quarterback discussion in the draft itself. Where do you come down on that?
No, I'm with you. I think they would, you know, consider taking one deeper in the draft. I don't think it's going to be anybody, you know, that's going to come in and necessarily compete for their starting job with Campbell and Whedon. You know, I also think that the Browns came out of the recent minicamp thinking, you know what, Brandon Whedon's probably a guy that we can work with going forward. So I kind of, you know, I don't want to say ignored a lot of this quarterback talk going into the draft, but I just didn't think it fit. And I thought, you know, where this team is right now, clearly, you know, if there's a quarterback on the board that you've liked, that you've had in for a visit, and you want to use one of those, you know, later round draft picks on, by all means, go do it. You know, you never know what kind of gem you might be able to find down there. But I kind of dismissed a lot of it, to be honest. What scared me a little bit, Vic, though, going in was, you know, some of the most reputable guys in my business all of a sudden had the Browns taken Geno Smith at number 6, which had a lot of us a little bit panicked.
Well, I will tell you, my sense was that the scouting staff, as much as they taught, you heard E.J. Manuel talked up quite a bit, that they had a really good visit, that Rob said he reminded him of Cam Cameron, the guy he coached when Rob was offensive coordinator in Carolina, on and on. Physically, he's gifted, and he is a really good athlete. But his game is so raw, and the feedback I got was there's a lot of work that needs to be done with Manuel, that he's not ready to be a starter yet in the NFL. I don't think the feeling was that Geno Smith was a starter, and clearly the whole league concurs with that. So at least, and we don't know how it turns out. No matter where he's drafted, maybe he could be Russell Wilson of 2013. But all of that said, I don't get the sense that anyone in this quarterbacking class promotes any level of excitement. And saying that, knowing that Manuel was a first rounder, 16th overall to the Bills, they trade down to get him. But overall, I don't know that that you would get that, quote, difference-making guy from this draft.
And you're in my old Bills go out and get him, which was really stunning. You know, I didn't expect that to happen. And he's going to be a project, and it's going to take a little bit of time. But, you know, clearly an impressive kid. You know, he's got all the size, the tools. You know, apparently he wowed people on most of his visits. I mean, he's that kind of guy.
Halfway through his master's degree.
Yeah,
program.
How about that? I didn't realize
smart,
that until last week. Yeah, so, but, you know, I can see the Browns maybe, you know, hey, if there's a guy that can take a quarterback that can take a flyer on late today or tomorrow, that's not going to surprise me.
Tom, when this draft is done, this Browns draft is done, what do you want to see done? What will tell you it's been successful?
What will tell me that it's been successful is if they stick to their plan. And I really thought last night that came across loud and clear to me, was that they were very decisive, that they weren't, you know, they weren't just going to make a move to make a move. They weren't going to, you know, this new regime wasn't going to come in and suddenly say, hey, we're smarter than everybody else. You know, we don't think anybody's any good in that top 10. We're going to move down. And all of a sudden you've got all kinds of, you know, moves going on. And that, so I really like to see them come out of, you know, obviously with some depth. I think they've addressed, as I said earlier, you know, the pass rushing position, which is just absolutely vital in Ray Horton's defense. I'd like to see them add some depth again at safety and tight end. You know, maybe look for another cornerback a little bit deeper. But I think the big thing for me is for them to come out of this very first draft as a new, you know, organization, if you will, new ownership group, new front office, new regime, just having stuck to the plan that they went into it with.
Tom, great stuff as always.
Vic,
and
my pleasure.
We'll talk with you again soon.
Sounds good,
Roger. He is Tom Withers from the Associated Press, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat. Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
For your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Do you want fries with that?
No, thanks.
Sounds like you're in a new Honda Civic.
I am.
Is it awesome?
Pandora compatibility and rear view camera standard.
Nice.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand.
I want one so bad I can taste it. It's ketchup-y.
Are you eating my order?
Maybe.
Get a Honda Civic with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
Let's face it, neighbors. For the last few months, we've been in Blahsville, Coldville, slip all over the roadville, can't feel your toesville, and wondering why you still live here. Are you too young to move to Bocaville? In short, Depressingville. But hey, this is the weekend it all changes, because this weekend, it's going to be warm. Finally warm enough to get out the grill and cook up your first Johnsonville sausage of the season. Oh yeah, it's all coming back to you now. The juicy broth, the Italian sausage with the perfect blend of spices, one bite of Johnsonville, and suddenly you forget Depressingville because you've entered Springville, Happyville, alive at lastville. Get reacquainted with your neighbors who are cooler than you thoughtville. Why would you ever leaveville? And all the other great vills that happen with Johnsonville. So what are you waiting for? Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes. Get outside and let the villing begin.
Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team is reinvesting again with a brand new Conrad's at Ridgewood and Miller Road in Copley. That makes 34 convenient Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. And to celebrate, you can get this great deal at every one of them. Buy three select Mastercraft tires, get the fourth one free, plus free road hazard protection. Buy three, get one free at our new Conrad's in Copley and all 34 Northeast Ohio Conrad's locations. Buy local, save big. That's Conrad's.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To the Browns official Facebook Twitter pages we go. Brent from Facebook says he would have preferred the Browns getting D. Milner, but congrats to Barkevious Mingo. I bet he will do great for our city, Brent says. And now let's push to get his teammate, the Honey Badger, in the third round. Yeah, we talked about that. Tyrann Mathieu, the LSU, former LSU defensive back, still out there, still on the board, targeted by some or thought by some to be maybe a third-round pick, which is right now what the Browns have next, a third-round pick, maybe even a fourth-rounder, depending on how teams see him. The off-field issues are the concern here, and we'll see, again, how that factors into the thinking of his possible addition at a place where the Browns have a need. There was a lot of chatter about Milner, and again, I think a lot of folks thought that's the way the Browns were going to go at six. There have been some complaints about him not being there, but you know what happens after about 24 hours. People start looking at it from a lot of different angles. Jason from Facebook says, Milner is a great player, but so is Courtney Brown, .. when he was healthy. And then he says Milner equals injury bug. Those five shoulder surgeries are a concern, are an issue. The only reason not to draft Milner at number six? No, because you got to consider other elements, including the fact, what is he to you if he's healthy? And as I talked about earlier in this show with both Jim Donovan talking with Tom Withers, I just have my doubts about investing a pick that high in someone that I don't know is that big of a difference maker. I know he can help in the shutdown way, and that's important too, and I'm not diminishing the importance of a corner. I think the difference maker is what you get at six, and the difference maker, I think, is Barkevious Mingo. And it was John from Facebook who sums it up by saying, good choice, go Browns. Thank you, John, for that. All right, we want to thank Jim Donovan. I mentioned Tom Withers for being on the show. I want to thank Barkevious Mingo. I want to thank his mom, Barbara Johnson, for also being with us. I want to thank Drew Boatner. I want to thank Lauren Whitaker. I want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, and want to tell you that the Bud Light NFL Draft Show, Kenny Rhoda and Michael Regai and Gerard Cherry is next. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNL.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.